This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you make mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, it is time for the weaponized woman, and of course the weaponized woman is Keita Bussey.
Hey, Bill.
How goes it? You got a lot of stuff happening behind you there, or what's up?
Yeah, well, I thought we were on at 4, so I didn't have my headset on me. I'm actually walking out to my car in the hospital parking lot right now to get my headset.
Well, we are on at 4. It's 4 here.
Oh, I meant 4 for me.
Okay. Well, anyway, I know that you have something you've been wanting to talk about. So let's discuss this.
All right. So everyone who has a concealed carry permit has this responsibility where if you are carrying that gun, you cannot be impaired in any way. So you can't be drinking alcohol, even though it's legal to drink alcohol. There are repercussions for that if you do. So, Bill, can you tell us about what your theories are on this and what you do personally to prevent any repercussions from drinking alcohol and carrying?
Well, I simply don't. If I've got a gun on me, I don't drink.
Exactly.
Which means I've essentially, the only time I drink anything alcoholic is when I'm grilling.
When you're what?
Grilling.
Grilling.
Yeah,
okay.
Grilling steak, grilling hamburger, something.
Gotcha.
Never when I'm out.
Okay, I got my headphones here.
I never imbibe when I'm out. I never order a beer or anything beyond that. As a matter of fact, until the other day when I was grilling and I drank 2 beers, the last time I actually had a drink was with Keita in Las Vegas at the Pro Gun Club.
Yes. On the range. That was at Pro Gun, yeah.
Yep.
That was fun.
I was filming.
We were all done shooting.
Yeah, we were done shooting. It was late, and now the thing about the party that we went to, there's two portions of the party. There's the people that are putting on the party and their tight little group, and then the people that come after it gets dark that are there to shoot all the guns and all that other stuff, and we were done.
Yeah. So the reason I brought this up is because recently I was at a restaurant with my daughter and I saw a man sitting at the bar who was obviously printing. So I could see that he had a gun on him and he's sitting at the bar drinking whiskey. And I thought to myself, what if something went down right now and he actually had to pull that gun, even if he didn't use it? Do you know what the repercussions are if you even pull the gun, even if you don't use it?
Is there a law that covers that? Would it be brandishing a weapon while impaired or something like that?
It would be brandishing a firearm. That is correct. So even if there was a threat and he didn't have to use the gun, then the opposition would have a really good argument and say, well, I wasn't a threat. He was just impaired and thought I was.
Do you think they would they do a breathalyzer and everything and do a blood test or anything else to see what that level would be in a self-defense situation in the best circumstance where it might turn out where he did the right thing and nobody else got hurt?
Well, if he was sitting at a bar and drinking, then I think, yes, they probably would request a breathalyzer, but he could refuse. Your right to refuse.
And then what happens? Does he get taken downtown if he refuses?
Yes.
And he was printing as well.
Yes.
So which state is this that this happened?
Wisconsin. In? So in Wisconsin, you have to understand, drinking is very acceptable. Day drinking is also very acceptable. Everyone is pretty much drunk all the time. You've heard of 2 weeks of deer camp, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So people in Wisconsin drink a lot of alcohol throughout the day, throughout the night. I mean, typically people in Wisconsin are drunk. It's very cold here. We have a lot of snow. There isn't a whole lot else to do besides drink. So that's what a lot of people do with their time. And I'm not saying everyone is drunk, because that really isn't the case. Not everyone is drunk, but it is a lot more acceptable than in other places that I've lived.
Well, I mean,
it's very commonplace.
For me, you know, I'm getting to that age to where my partying days are behind me. I stay up about as late as I'm going to stay up at the party at the pro gun range. So I don't know to what degree the industry, when they get together, because most of them on the floor, even if you pack a gun to carry to Las Vegas, you're not allowed to carry a gun on the floor at SHOT Show, are you?
No. A lot of people do still deep carry.
I know. I do. But, and I've considered that myself. So maybe one reason I don't fly anymore, I may just drive to where I don't have to check nothing. But that's all beside the point. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, so the best practice is, if you're going to carry, do not drink.
Yeah.
If you decide you're going out for a drink, do not carry. That's best practice. And, you know, sometimes it happens and you don't expect it, so then you better get rid of that firearm, get it off your person before you decide you're going to start drinking.
Yeah. To that end, what do you know? Did anything happen to that guy that you saw at the bar? Nothing?
No. I saw him stumble out when he was done. He had several drinks of whiskey, not shots. They were glasses of whiskey.
Yeah.
He had several of those and kind of stumbled his way out and drove himself wherever he was driving to. With a gun on him.
Yeah. See, my problem with that, and we'll probably get into this more, I think about every instance that could possibly occur when I carry a gun to where a gun might spill out on me. Right?
Yeah.
To where I might lose control of the gun. And it doesn't matter which holster I'm using. It doesn't matter which method I'm using. Most of my holsters have to have very solid retention in them. I don't just like the gravity holding them. But
right.
We can talk about that when we get back. Website, book, training opportunities, what you got going on?
Website is 180firearmstraining.com. If you would like to set up a class near you, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com for movement training. My book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, is available on Amazon, or you can email me for a personalized copy, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
The movement training part is well worth your time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
One in three adults has pre-diabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, who noticed somebody doing something that was, he was weaponized too. He just wasn't proper, was he?
That is correct.
So let me tell you my fear about certain things as far as carrying a gun, and that's that I'll either fall and the gun spills out. See, in South Carolina, there is no provision for open carry at all.
Okay.
So if I fall and my shirt rides up, and I'm not in what you refer to as, I don't know what you're talking
concealed.
About. Deep carry. I don't do any of that. Under the waistband stuff, I don't do any of that. The gun coming loose and somebody getting a hold of it besides me, that terrifies me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now, when you're carrying, you're carrying a P365. How do you carry it? What kind of
appendix.
A means? Appendix. So you have a holster for it?
Yes.
Is it a retention type holster, a Kydex type holster? What
yes.
is it?
It's a light retention.
So having that in place, what does that, what are your fears about concealed carry? Or do you have them?
I'm not so worried about someone grabbing it off of me because, well, first of all, being a woman, I'm less likely to be suspected of carrying. So if someone looks around the room looking for who they think might be carrying, I'm not going to be one of the targets. They would have to see it first, more than likely. And then if they tried to grab it, they would be pulling it toward them away from my body, and it would be a little harder to get it out of the holster. Plus, they would be in front of me. And it would be very hard for them to, I would have to be restrained in order for them to take it out.
Now, I've never asked you this, but do you have any sort of hand-to-hand combat training? I know that Pixie trains in combatives. Do you?
Yes, I've also been trained in combatives. So in the Army, I had hand-to-hand combat training, and since then, I've done combative training as well.
So that would come into, that's part of your, see, I still kind of consider the hand-to-hand combat an integral part of concealed carry, because if somebody does try to go for my gun, I'm probably going to try to create a little bit of space by doing a little hand-to-hand to their face, and then when they reel back, then I'm probably going to draw the gun, and if they come at me, well, trying to go for the gun, to me, that is them trying to employ deadly force.
Well, that's the difference between hand-to-hand combat and combative.
Right.
So hand-to-hand combat, you would create space. Combative, you would get into their space.
Well, that's sort of behind you, Keita. I'm getting old. I don't need to be getting in their space. They're probably going to, if they are a male of most ages, unless they're really, really small, they probably are stronger than I am now. So
well,
I don't.
What it does is it takes them by surprise. So the police way of doing things is to create space. If you talk to any of the top military teams, they would not create space. They would get into the other guy's space and intimidate him.
They've just got a different mission than I've got, Keita. My mission
exactly.
is to get. I'm going to try to. It used to, my mission used to be to seek out, close with, and destroy the enemy. Now, I'm trying to avoid, if possible. Then, if I can't get a little space, then I'm going to destroy the enemy. Very simple formula. I try to keep it as simple and concise as I can. Are you needing the Robitussin? Yeah. Are you needing the Robitussin?
They're going to come and arrest me and quarantine me.
I don't know about that. Have you already, are you masked already? Do you need to be masked?
I pulled down my mask so I could talk into the microphone.
Gotcha.
I'm actually in a hospital right now.
Oh.
I'm just waiting for them to come and grab me and say, you have to get out. You coughed.
What a society we live in nowadays, isn't it? Huh?
right?
Quite the society.
You can't even be human.
Just out of curiosity, can you carry concealed into a hospital in Wisconsin?
It depends on the hospital. Some of them have signs out saying no weapons, and others don't. But, you know, if you really wanted to do something, you're not going to listen to those signs anyway. So as long as they don't see it, I typically carry wherever I go, as long as it's concealed.
Right.
I'm not brandishing the firearm or anything. I'm just, you know, keeping it under wraps. I'm, you know, this skinny blonde girl. Nobody thinks I've got one on me, so they don't suspect me. And if I'm in a place where I'm, you know, if I'm out and about, I'm carrying. So if I have to go in there, I'm going to carry because I'd rather, you know, stay alive than ask permission.
In South Carolina, they used to allow carry into hospitals, and then one guy took that away from us. He decided he was visiting somebody here in the upstate, and he brought his gun collection with him. He did not, and he laid them all out on the hospital bed while he was visiting his loved one.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
And cleaned them while he was visiting his loved one.
Oh, my goodness.
And a nurse walked in and saw this, and he's like, oh, hi, could I get a cup of water or whatever it was? He, you know, I don't know what he said or what he did, but that changed everything.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
And he wasn't even drinking. He wasn't even drinking. So, anyway, that's the end of that story. But with you, and we don't have time to get into this, but I'm curious about this. So we're going to talk about this when we get back. We're talking about your responsibilities. I guess this is your responsibilities if you're going to carry a gun concealed. Is that the topic here? So,
yes.
And we're talking about this with the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey. Her website is
180firearmstraining.com.
The book is called
The Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, available on Amazon, or you can email me for a personalized copy or to set up a class, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
There you go. And well worth the time to go take the class. At first glance, and we're, you know, there's going to be a video about this, but at first glance you would think, how do I apply this? But once you get into it, you'll see how the application would work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House approved the $1.9 trillion relief package. As far as when President Biden will sign it, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying,
the bill text will be rechecked, printed, and signed by the appropriate leaders in the House and Senate. The House clerks will then deliver it to the White House for the president's signature. We expect that delivery to happen sometime tomorrow.
The bill passing both the House and Senate with no Republican support. The only Democrat to vote against the bill in the House, Maine Representative Jared Golden. A team of scientists is accusing the CDC of misrepresenting their research and its guidance on school closures. In an op-ed for USA Today, the three scientists urged the CDC to loosen the rules now and let all schools open their doors. They say science shows it's safe for schools to reopen. This is USA Radio News. The White House is defending the new administration's border policies.
President Biden has made clear from day one that he wants to change our immigration system. Doing so means truly building back better.
White House border advisor Roberta Jacobson telling reporters it will take time to repair and redo the immigration policies of the prior Trump administration. Jacobson continuing with the message for everyone in Central America.
Neither this announcement nor any of the other measures suggest that anyone, especially children and families with young children, should make the dangerous trip to try and enter the U.S. in an irregular fashion.
Veteran federal judge Merrick Garland is headed to the Justice Department.
The yeas are 70, the nays are 30, and the nomination is confirmed.
The Senate confirming Garland as Attorney General on Wednesday in a bipartisan vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Where this is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. And during the break, we're going to shift a little bit. She wants to talk about something that she refers to as frames of reference, which is a physics term that applies to shooting on the move. So please, enlighten me.
Frames of reference. I'm sure you know what this is. So if you're watching a school bus go by, it appears that the school bus is moving very quickly and you are standing still. If you are on the school bus, in relationship to the school bus, it feels like nothing is moving. So in shooting on the move, frames of reference are useful for shooting and for vision. So if your frame of reference changes by acceleration or deceleration, then it actually takes your vision a little bit to adjust. It makes it harder to shoot on the move. So the reason I wanted to bring this up is because I've been watching videos of one of the top shooters in the world practicing. And something I noticed is he accelerates very quickly to his top speed for shooting on the move. And then he keeps that speed extremely consistent. So as the targets are moving past him, they're all within that same frame of reference, making it a lot easier for him to shoot on the move. So his vision doesn't have to adjust, adapting to different speeds. So all of the targets are coming at him at the same speed, no matter the target difficulty. He's at the skill level. He can engage them no matter how difficult they are. I just thought it was really interesting when I realized he was using frame of reference, the physics term, to relate to shooting on the move to make shooting easier when he shoots on the move by maintaining a really consistent speed. What do you think about that, Bill?
This is obviously somebody who's done a lot of thinking about what he does, huh? This is the way, you know, Bruce Lee used to talk about being economic when you fight.
Yes.
Not wasting movement if you don't have to. Is there some Absolutely. Parallel to this?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's more economic for your vision to not have to accommodate to different speeds. If all of the targets are coming at you at the same exact pace, it's a lot easier for your vision to find your spot on the target. Where if you're speeding up and slowing down according to target difficulty, it makes it a lot more difficult.
Okay. Okay. I can sip on that one. I like that. I like that plenty. Not something I have to worry about. But yeah.
Yeah, this is sort of off topic. It's just something that I saw scrolling through the internet, and I was like, holy crap, that's what he's doing. He's using a frame of reference from physics. And that's why he can shoot so efficiently on the move. It just, like, hit me all of a sudden. And I was like, I just have to share this for no apparent reason.
Yeah. Is this something that you're going to adopt? Is this something that you're already doing?
It's something that I've already taught. It's just that now I have a way to explain it, where before I explained it kind of like you're the ball in a pinball machine. You never stop moving between positions. Now it's more like, okay, I have this actual physics term that explains what's happening here, and it's a lot easier to explain it and help people understand it and then actually do it once it's scientific. That makes it a lot easier. So I just had this aha moment, you know, eureka, water displacement in the bathtub, one of those moments where I want to run through the town naked and exclaim to everyone what I've discovered. That's kind of what happened.
Is there snow on the ground right now, Keita? Are you just that tough? Could you run
actually,
around the town naked?
But the river is still frozen.
Oh, okay. That sounded pretty tough, running around the town naked. In the snow. Only in the snow. after if there's no snow, then the degree of toughness to me starts to diminish.
No,
now, let me ask you a question about applying that. Now, would that be something that if you tried to teach this to students who are new to this, are you going to overload their ability to process this by trying to put it in those terms?
So I believe in hard first instruction. So
gotcha.
I just made a post of this. Hard first instruction, hard first learning is basically like when you first learn to drive a car. So when you first learn to drive, a lot of times this 16-year-old kid is going to look at the ground right in front of the car, and the car starts swerving all over the place because they don't know where they're going. And instead, they fix their gaze on the horizon, and all of a sudden they're driving in a straight line because they know where they need to go, even if they're not ready to be there yet. So hard first learning is when an instructor gives you something that you're not yet ready to execute, but you sort of keep it in your arsenal, keep it in the back of your brain of, okay, eventually this is where I'm going, even if I'm not ready to be there yet, this is the goal, right? So it helps you sort of steer your training in a straight line toward the goal instead of going all over the place, getting sucked off into one direction or another, absorbed into something that doesn't really matter, isn't going to make any difference for your training. So hard first instruction, I think, is important, and a lot of instructors are afraid of overwhelming their students. So what I do is I say, all right, this is hard first instruction, so take this with a grain of salt. This is ultimately where you want to be. You might not understand it yet. You might not be able to execute it yet, but just kind of keep this in the back of your brain. This is where you're going. Now let's talk about where you are, and then relate to where they are and what they need to do right now. But at least they know that's what's in their future.
Might that have... Now, are most people that are coming to you, are they fairly along as far as being shooters, as far as experience and competence?
Yeah, most shooters I train are very advanced.
Okay. So you don't really have to worry about blowing somebody's mind by telling them something. You just have to worry about how soon does the light bulb go off over their head.
Right.
Or go on over their head, rather, when they suddenly realize this thing that nobody's ever put to them this way before.
And, you know, that's kind of why I decided to write this book, is because I overload my students with so much information. There's no way they can possibly retain it all, and there's no way they're in the right place to learn everything that's in that book for their current skill level. So they get the book, they can go back and look through it, and then all of a sudden this light bulb comes on a month later, and then they keep reading it, and then another month later, another light bulb, and so on. So just because they're not ready for it doesn't mean they shouldn't have it in their possession.
Right. Okay. Coming up on the next break, how do they find you and get involved in the 180 firearms training?
My website is 180firearmstraining.com. If you would like to set up a class near you, you can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. For a personalized copy of my book, Smart Moves, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, you can also email 180firearmstraining@gmail.com or buy it on Amazon.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front-row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey. We've been talking both about how to look at something as far as the shooting part of it, the way you handle this in your head and everything and try to, you know, maintain the frame of reference with your eyesight, and concealed carry and the responsibilities that come with the concealed carry. Where would you like to go now, Miss? We still got Keita? Did we lose Keita? There, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. I can now. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So it actually took me a long time to decide to conceal carry because it does carry so much responsibility with it. As soon as you put that gun on your person, you are taking responsibility and liability for whatever happens. So it actually took me years before I decided to carry on my person, just because I didn't want that responsibility.
Now, so you carry the P365, the SIG P365. Is that the only gun you ever carry?
On my person, yes.
Okay. Now, do you? I know. Like, you're now shooting the CZ Shadow 2, right?
Yes.
And before that, it was a Tanfolio in 40 caliber. Is that right?
Nine.
Okay. So, with those, are two very big differences as far as gun size.
Yes.
Do you own other guns that are between that size? You've just chosen to carry.
I do.
So just out of curiosity, like when it, so you carry the P365 literally 365 days a year then.
Yes. My nightstand gun is actually a Springfield XD, just because I won it for free at a competition. So that's on my nightstand. In my car, I have the Rock Island in 40, the double stack. It's like a 2011 style gun. So that's right in my center console. So if I am out and about, I know I actually have backup close by if I can get to it if I need to.
Right, right.
Even though I'm carrying the 365 on my person. And then in my house,
ammo?
I also have shotguns and rifles.
Do you carry spare ammo?
Yeah.
On your person?
Yes.
Okay. How much of that do you carry, just out of curiosity?
Well, it does depend on what I'm wearing. I at least have one extra magazine on me, at least, if not more.
I only ever see when at SHOT Show or in class, Keita is dressed as a competitor, which apparently nowadays, and I see this, I'm just presuming because I see so many of the females that are shooting at your level, it looks like some sort of heavy-duty legging and your jersey.
So the problem is for female shooters, the pants available on the market don't have a whole lot of stretch to them.
Right.
So I've tried the 5'11 pants, and I can't actually squat for a low port. So that's why I've gone to the leggings, because I can actually move and squat and get to those low ports, get in and out. Otherwise, with the 5'11s, I would have to pull them up over my knees in order to even bend down.
Yeah, but I saw a video of you earlier today that you sent to me where you were beginning to crouch, and then all of a sudden you decided to go into a Chinese split.
Yes.
Because you were going, is that low port? Is that the lowest port that you can go to?
Yes, that was, for that low of a port, you can either go prone or you can do the split, and I decided to do the split.
Yeah, you did. And I knew you probably had a degree of flexibility about you. But what I'm saying is that, like, when you were talking about deep concealment, that outfit that you wear, like, at SHOT Show and everything, I don't know how deep you could possibly conceal that weapon wearing that kind of stuff, just because it would have to print somewhere or another. It's just that form-fitting.
Right. You're wearing form-fitting clothing. It's tough to deep carry. So I also wear Cry Precision pants. They do have a lot of flexibility. They also have knee pads, which is great, and tons of pockets. I've actually lost my cash in my pants because there are about 100 different pockets it could potentially be in.
That's a new one.
Yeah, the Cry Precision are very nice, very flexible. I can do pretty much anything in those as well. But they're very expensive.
The thing I dislike about Cry Precision is the expense. Well, that's one thing. I don't understand why they cost that much, really, truly. I don't care how good they are. I don't understand why they cost that much.
Yeah, they are extremely expensive.
They're nice. But the other thing I don't like about them is that they don't make them in the sizes of the people. I guess the sizes of the people that wear them, the soldiers of today, it's like somebody my size that wouldn't want to try a pair of those on, Keita, when I would.
I'm sorry.
So I need you to exercise your considerable influence with them and say, you know, old guys would want to like to wear your stuff too. Huh?
There we go. Yeah, they probably won't listen to me.
They would listen to you, Keita.
Yeah, but the thing that's really interesting about them is, this sounds weird, but the flexibility in the crotch of the pants.
Well, you know, back in the 80s and back in the 70s, when with the advent of all these martial arts movies, they began to notice the actual actors in these movies would be like, well, I want to wear these clothes in this fight scene, except I'm going to split them all the way up to my collar.
Right.
And they began to, you know, sew in spandex into certain things, build in a gusset, like for a pair of martial arts pants, take it and turn it into jeans or something like that. And, you know, it's become, and, you know, being in the military nowadays, which, you know, that is ain't nothing but one big old martial art profession for the most part. Well, you do have to be flexible. All of that climbing, when you're in basic training, you know what they issue you in basic training. They issue you the biggest stuff they can find that will stay on you.
Yep, that is absolutely true.
So when they do that,
I have to tell you an embarrassing story.
Well, we only have like a minute and a half, so you're going to be quick.
Okay, so I was teaching a class in California a few years ago, wearing a pair of jeans that I've had since high school, and one of the students asked me about stretches and exercises they can do, and I was showing them how to do a jump squat. So I did my jump squat. It split my pants all the way up the back, and of course, I'm wearing a pink thong underneath.
Of course.
I designed that stage for the competition they would be having that Sunday. So they named that stage Kita Wears Pink Panties.
I knew
that was the name of the stage.
I know that you designed those shooting stages. Now that doesn't surprise me. You should.
Luckily, someone had a clean. I hope they were clean. Pair of boxers in their car that I pulled on over the top of my pants to finish teaching the class.
Well, you know, at that particular moment, did it matter if they were clean? No, I don't think so. You probably don't wear that brand of pants anymore.
Better than holding my hands over my backside.
There you go. Tell everybody how to find you real quick.
180firearmstraining.com is my website. If you would like to set up a class or order my book for a personalized copy, email 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. And my book is also available on Amazon.
Gotcha. Thank you for joining me today. I know today was a tight day for you, so I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. When we get back, just going to continue with a little bit of a rant. Later on the show, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.